We're continuing our series on 2 Timothy, and this passage today has been entitled The Reason for the Scripture. And that first verse that was read strikes me. But as for you, continue in what you've learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you've learnt it. And what struck me was the importance of trust. Trusting the messenger can encourage people to trust the message. I just wondered how important that was. When you hear a message about something, if you know that person, you can have a certain confidence in the message that comes. But if you don't, does that affect how you evaluate that message? So I thought, well, that's fine. But what of those people who have no messenger? What about those people who just hear the word of God or pick up a Bible and read it? When we think about it, the word of God stands on its own. It doesn't call us to trust the messenger, but to trust the message. The word itself is enough. It's all very well having clever arguments and thoughts about converting people to belief in God. But the reality is that it is the Word of God and the Spirit of God that actually convicts people, not us. Now, we can help by sharing those words and by our example, but it is actually God's Word that does the work. And so it is important to know the Scripture. And the reading goes on, how from infancy you've known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. So knowing Scripture brings wisdom. And wisdom is not the same as being clever. It's not even what could be termed normal wisdom. It's that wisdom that brings us to salvation through Christ Jesus. So what can that scripture be used for? The reading says it's useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. And that passage is very much directed at Timothy, a reminder of his calling to his particular ministry. But it's not just so that teachers can become wise for salvation, but for every one of us. And so, if it's for every one of us, who do you know who could benefit from teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness? I suspect most of us can think of one or two people who we'd like to apply it to, but probably it wouldn't be appropriate. But thinking about it, our children and our children's children are the ones we should be thinking about. Now, for most of us, it's probably too late to worry about our children because they're probably old enough to make up their own minds for things. But what about the children's children, or even children, great-grandchildren? Do we believe that knowing Scripture would benefit them? Of course we do. It's what's brought us here today. If we didn't believe in the value of the Word, we wouldn't be here. But Bible knowledge is incredibly poor in our younger generations. Schools mostly don't teach as they used to. And the parents of current children probably went through school with very little learning themselves. And so what chance do children now have of hearing that word? And it's a real concern. And so there, it's really very fortunate and a lovely thing that we do have access to so many of our schools in this benefice, in the parish here, church next door, other schools. And it's lovely the number of people who actually have opportunities to go into those schools and to do lots of different things, to be involved with there and to take the word of God into those places, to share what we have with them. And so we're able, for both clergy and congregation, to share that good news in lots of ways. And Paul goes on to say, for the time will come. When we think about how poorly recent generations have been taught what the Bible tells us, it's no wonder that so few treat it seriously. Paul said, for the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they'll gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. Sounds familiar? We who know the Bible can probably think of many occasions when the Bible tells us of exactly that sort of thing happening. Kings surrounded by so-called wise men who only prophesy or tell him what he wants to hear. Think of the number of prophets who are hounded out for speaking the true word. Even today, many in our Western world deny our God and actively seek other answers to the question of life. Answers which deny the existence of God and cut them off from the love of God. So Paul's advice to Timothy was keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, and discharge all the duties of your ministry. So I thought, how can we apply those words to us? Obviously, they were spoken to Timothy in a particular context, but can we get something from them? So keep your head. Keep your head. Perhaps it means don't get angry. Let the peace of God flow from you to others. I think I've spoken about anger and how we respond to others in the past. So keeping your head is important. And then enduring hardship. We all go through times of challenge, times when life is not easy. But that doesn't mean that we should grumble all the time. We can turn to our Lord and draw strength from him to endure that hardship, those times of trouble. Do the work of an evangelist. Now, you've heard me speak on this subject before about everybody's opportunity to share the word of God. And I'll say no more on that before I get onto my hobby horse. And we're here for another half hour with another sermon. But it is important, particularly when we think about that last instruction to Timothy. Discharge all the duties of your ministry. Your ministry, not mine, not anyone else's, but yours. And if we think about it, mind automatically goes to Matthew 28. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Now, we're not all called to baptize people, but we are called to share that word that can lead to baptism. Now, Paul's letter to Timothy would have been a challenge for him, as it is indeed a challenge for us. And each morning as we gather on weekdays to share morning worship here, we conclude with these words. Let us go into the world bearing the good news of the kingdom, to which the response is, let us go with Christ's peace in our hearts. May each of us go out from here today in answer to that challenge, with Christ's peace in our hearts and his words in our heads and on our tongues. Amen.